بعد. Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, fi kitab al-yaqeen wa al-tawakkul, the book, the chapter on yaqeen, certainty and tawakkul, reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hadith number 75, qal, وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أيضا أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يقول اللهم لك أسلمت وبك آمنت وعليك توكلت وإليك أنبت وبك خاصمت اللهم إني أعوذ بعزتك لا إله إلا أنت أن تضلني أنت الحي الذي لا يموت والجن والإنس يموتون متفق عليه. In this hadith, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to supplicate this dua. O Allah, to you I have submitted, and in you do I believe, and in you I put my trust. To you do I turn, and for you I argued with disbelievers. O Allah, I seek refuge with you through your honor. There is none worthy of worship except you alone, that you safeguard me against going astray. You are the ever-living, the one who sustains and protects all that exists, the one who never dies, whereas human beings and jinn will all die. Rawah al-Bukhari Muslim. In this dua, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith, the Prophet was making a dua in which he invokes some of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of them that entails, of course, the tawakkul, the put your trust and reliance on him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, Allahumma laka aslam, Ya Allah, I submit myself to you. And that is the essence of being a Muslim. The entire essence of your being as a Muslim is to submit yourself and every molecule of your body to Allah Azza wa Jalla in all aspects of your life. Whether it's your personal life, your public life, with the people, your friends and foes, and in every aspect, you submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you say, Ya Allah, I submit myself to you. And if we look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, definitely it's a manifestation of that. In all his affairs, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has submitted himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It requires a lot of energy, a lot of effort, really, to truly and genuinely kind of like delegating all your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submit yourself to him. He says, My Lord, I have submitted to you. My Lord, I believe in you. Like, I do that, why? Out of what? Out of belief. I submitted because I believe in you. Wa alayka tawakkalt, and because of that, my Lord, I put my trust in you. Like when you submit yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would mean what, jama'ah? You are already putting your trust in Allah azza wa jalla. You're delegating all your affairs to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like basically you're gliding right now under his mercy. He is the one who's controlling everything for you. Like, I trust you, my Lord, whatever that you crave for me, I will take that. قَالْ وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْتْ Ya Allah, my return is always to you. Like in all my affairs, good and bad, I always go back to your Rabbil Alameen. That's why I trusted you, I rely on you. وَبِكَ خَاصَمْتْ And because I believe in you, I submit to you, I return to you, I put my trust in you, I argue for you. Like when I debate people, it's all about you. So even subhanAllah, when people sometimes they tell you, hey, why do you do this? Look, I trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment. Come on, man, you have to do this, you have to do that. Look, I did everything in my power. And at the end, everything in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be so lazy, don't be this. It's not about being lazy. I tried everything, it's the hand of Allah right now. Like, I always delegate my affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال اللهم إني أعوذ بعزتك. Ya Allah, I seek refuge with you through your honor. Through your honor, through your glory. La ilaha illa ant. There is no God worthy of worship but you. Ya Allah, I ask you to safeguard me against going astray. Because I believe in you and you are the only one to be worshipped. Ya Allah, guide me to this worship and don't let me go astray. Anta al-hayy. You're deserving all of this because you are the ever-living. Alladhi la yamut. Who does not die. Wal-jinnu wal-insu yamutun. And jinn and mankind, they all die. What does that mean? Your life is the perfect one because you're overliving. His life, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is one of those descriptive attributes that is not connected to his will except the actions of giving life to others. But he's ever living, subhanahu wa ta'ala. His life did not have a beginning and will never have an end. And as a result, because of this, he has the eternity of life, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ever living. He knows everything. He has the absolute knowledge. And he has also the absolute power because if he's always living, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the power of bringing everything to existence and remove everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he had all that power. So that's why we say, Ya Allah, all of this because you are the ever-living and everything else perishes. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانَ. Everything, everybody on this earth will perish. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا الْجِلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beautiful face will remain, you know, his glory and his perfection. So if you believe in that he is the ever-living, the most perfect, he is the sustainer subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the one who gives and all in his hand, there is no escape from submitting yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and delegating all your efforts to him and put your trust in him subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us among those who truly have the tawakkul on Allah azza wa jalla, haqqa tawakkul ya rabbal alameen. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any question, Jemaah? Let's repeat that dua together inshallah ta'ala. Allahumma laka aslamt wa bika amant وعليك توكلت وإليك أنبت وبك خاصمت. اللهم إني أعوذ بعزتك لا إله إلا أنت أن تضلني. أنت الحي الذي لا يموت والجن والإنس يموتون. اللهم لك أسلمت وبك آمنت وعليك توكلت وإليك أنبت وبك خاصمت. اللهم إني أعوذ بعزتك لا إله إلا أنت أن تضلني. أنت الحي الذي لا يموت والجن والإنس يموتون. اللهم لك أسلمت وبك آمنت وعليك توكلت وإليك أنبت وبك خاصمت. اللهم إني أعوذ بعزتك لا إله إلا أنت أن تضلني. أنت الحي الذي لا يموت والجن والإنس يموتون. اللهم آمين. جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك.